8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Knotfest.com presents Talk to Me. With over 300 interviews under his belt and 6 years running, your host Joshua Toomey interviews metal and rock's heaviest hitters. Follow the show at Talk to Me Talk. Here's your host, Joshua Toomey.
All right, guys, welcome to one, the only Jeremy Spencer of Semi-Rotted to the Talk to Me podcast here, knotfest.com. Jeremy, how have you been, man? It's been a minute.
Doing great, man. Really busy, just kind of working on the new project and getting it launched, so things are great right now.
I will say, man, everything I've seen comment-wise on this project has been so overwhelmingly high praised. It seems like everybody's digging it, man.
Oh, good. Yeah, you know what? I really don't pay attention either way to that stuff. It's good to know that people are digging it, and people haven't been messaging me to tell me that it sucks. So they'll definitely let you know if they don't like it. So that's one thing you can always count on. But yeah, I really try not to pay attention to that shit, and just we just make records that we want to listen to. That's how all bands start.
Well, I think this one is not so visually jarring, you know, with the psychosexual, psycho center stuff. You know, it seems to be very, like, if you don't like it immediately, it's hard to take in. But this is just, you know, you out there, no shirt, fucking ripped as hell, and you know, killing it.
Thank you. Yeah, almost 50 years old, so I'll take it. Getting in shape is tougher and tougher each year, so right now things are looking good in that area, but you know, it's not easy to stay on it the older we get.
Nice. Yeah, I went to the gym today for the first time with a personal trainer, and I literally left there dying. Like, it's exactly what I wanted, but man, I have not worked out like that, I think, ever in my life.
That's good though, because it'll work. You know, it's just, you got to get back there and put the reps in, that's all.
Well, I saw the promo photos for this band, and I was like, Jeremy, you know, Jeremy looks like that. I gotta step my game up, man.
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously with the last band or current band, however you want to do the psycho center, psychosexual stuff. I mean, you put out 10 records with that and now an EP of this. You know, are you just constantly churning music right now? Is that all you're doing? Basically music and gym?
Yeah, pretty much. Gym so much, just music mostly. Yeah. I'm just eating better. I do go to the gym, but I'm not out of control. I used to work out way more than I do just because my back would allow it. But, you know, I'm just trying to eat healthy and do it that way.
So how much music are you writing? It seems like you're just constantly putting out content right now. So, I mean, are you just sitting in the studio?
Well, we work probably 4 or 5 days a week. So we're working a lot. And, you know, we have 2 full albums done for Semi-Rotted, and, you know, all we've released is the EP so far. So we're just kind of getting started, putting it out there, putting some feelers out, and we'll probably find a home for it on a label and put the record full length out.
How did you get hooked up with Will Ramos, getting him on there, man? That dude's voice has kind of taken over everything death metal, deathcore. So how did you hook up with Will?
Well, I'm a fan, first and foremost. I just think what they're doing is really creative and different. I think vocally, he's awesome. I think he's the cream of the crop and very good. And I went to see him at a show, and I ran into my management, and they're like, you realize that we manage them now? I'm like, holy shit, really? So that was kind of how that all came about. But he did it real fast. Like, he turned it over in a day, sent it right back, and it was really cool, man.
Have you watched that video of him going to the throat doctor, and they put the camera down and they make him do all the crazy noises and stuff, man? That video is riveting, man. It's got like almost 2 million views or something watching that crazy stuff.
It's funny because there's a lot of singers that pay attention to that because they're trying to do similar things with their voice, and they're like, well, how's he do that? And how's he not fuck himself up when he's doing it? You know? So it's interesting to watch the technique. He's really good at it.
Yeah, I love watching the doctor come in at one point, and he's just like, he almost throws his hands up. He's just like, none of this makes any sense, man.
Well, I was just saying, yeah, he's awesome. He's like the best at it. I think he's awesome.
One of my favorite parts of this is you can truly tell that you track these drums. Like, you've got that. Drummers don't typically have a style, but you know that you behind the drum kit, man. It's awesome to hear.
Thank you. Yeah, that was fun. You know, you can kind of just play little sections piece by piece. So it's not like a full performance of it's got to be start to finish perfect. You can kind of fix it as you go. Things have changed so much recording wise. And that's really helpful to me because I haven't been drumming every day, you know, since I left Death Punch, you know, there's been a lot of downtime. I rarely drum ever. So that was cool to get behind the kit again and re-feel the pain.
Nice. Who's going to be doing the, are you going to be doing shows with this, and who's going to take over playing live? I know there's a dude in the video who's playing drums in this.
Steve Carey, he's a Vegas guy. He was okay. Originally from Chicago, and AP from Gemini Syndrome's on bass.
Yeah.
And Sean McGee is on guitar, and he's, you know, we did all the Psycho stuff together. So, it's really cool, man. Everyone gets along real well, and we're just hoping that we can go tour. We're hoping that the demand is there, because I mean, there's so many bands trying to do it. It's you can maybe go tour, but it may cost you a lot, or you may get hooked up on some opening slot of a tour. We'll see where it leads. You know, we're hoping to get out there and tour everywhere, of course.
It seems like something like this, it's going to be a little bit easier to tour because obviously the Psycho Center stuff, I mean, you've got the full get up and everything going on. So, I mean, this seems like you can kind of roll out of a van if you needed to, you know, and get out there and tour.
Yeah, we definitely don't need a dressing room for this one, which is nice. The other stuff is as theatrical and inconvenient as possible as far as logistics, trying to get it together. But this is just no shirt, scrape yourself up, and get up on stage and rock, you know.
Where did the idea for this band come from? I mean, what's your kind of history in this heavy of music?
Well, I've always loved it. I've been a huge death metal fan for years, and I kind of just rediscovered my love for it. I've been buying a lot of vinyl, and every morning my girlfriend and I will get up and we'll drink coffee and we'll check out the bands, and she like Wikipedias them and reads all the lyrics, and she's really nerding out about it. She gets into it. So that kind of reignited my passion for heavy stuff, and I wanted to make a heavy record. I'm like, I don't know what it's going to sound like, but I want to do a record like this. And so Semi-Rotted is what came out. And I was in a band called Semi-Rotted when I was a kid, and we rehearsed like twice. And then I ended up joining another band. So I'm like, that name's good. I'm going to fucking keep that in my back pocket. So I got to bring it back out, you know?
Did you reach out to any of the old guys and say, hey, I'm going to name my new band this. Are you cool?
Yeah, well, I didn't ask him. I just told him I was doing it, and he was like, "Oh, awesome!" Like my friend Jared, he's like, "I'll play bass," and he was just kidding, of course. But so yeah, I told those guys.
Nice, man. Yeah, it's always fun when you stumble upon something like that, and you can kind of keep it, you know, for later on, man.
Yeah.
Kind of talk about writing the music with this. I mean, were these always going to be Semi-Rotted songs? Were they ever going to be like a heavier, you know, Psycho Center album, or were you like, let's do this band and these are the songs for this band kind of thing?
Yeah, we wanted to do a heavier project blatantly. We didn't know what it was going to sound like. Like we were listening to a few different things, but I don't think it ended up sounding like any of it. We just kind of ended up making a heavy record, and what came out, and we're like, cool, this is our sound. So we're rolling with it.
And obviously when it comes to writing lyrics, I mean, writing lyrics for this stuff, man, where are you finding the inspiration for, like, what's the song, like Hammer Teeth and things like that, you know?
The funny thing is that I'm always just in search of a title. All the title, and then I'll write the story real quick. And in this style of, you know, genre, you can be free and as warped and as fucked up as you want, write the most fucked shit. And it's really liberating and fun, man. So it's like, how bad can I fuck this person up? And you just start thinking about ways to fuck him up.
what's your history with Sean McGee? It says longtime collaborator. It's even got a little, like a Five Finger Death Punch mention. Has he been with you that long? Like he's been around the, you know, the camp that long?
Yeah. He was doing some editing on the Death Punch records years ago, 'cause he'd worked for Kevin Cherko, our old producer. Okay. So I've known Sean as a friend for years. And then I was like, hey, man, do you think you could record some music? I want to do some. And that's how the whole Psycho thing started a couple years back. And then we've just been working together ever since. And then we did this band.
And then how did you come across AP?
We've known AP. We've toured with AP. You know, he's in Gemini Syndrome for years. So we've crossed paths several times. And, you know, he lives in Vegas as well. So it's a no-brainer. Talent-wise, he's the best guy we can get that's available, and he's got a great attitude, and love AP. He's a great guy to work with.
Of all the records you guys have been listening to in the morning during your coffee in the morning and going through Wikipedia, what's kind of the weirdest thing you've found on Wikipedia? Like the tidbit of knowledge that she's kind of hit you with that you weren't expecting.
Well, she's buying me all kinds of obscure bands, but there's a band called Cemetery Lust. Rotting in Piss is the name of the record. I was interested. Like, I don't care what this is. Fucking,
I love
cool.
It. Yeah.
So I went out and bought the shirt right away and shit. But yeah, Cemetery Lust, I rediscovered Mortician, who's, you know, been around for fucking ever. But to me, I never really was a fan or aware of them the first time out. So now I've been rediscovering Mortician and loving the fuck out of everything. I'm like, we have to tour with Mortician. That would be the ultimate tour. So hopefully that would fucking, in some kind of fantasy-like situation, that would happen.
Any trepidation kind of going into this world with, obviously, with your Five Finger Death Punch background, you know, like a lot of those death metal dudes aren't big fans of Five Finger. So you kind of got to, you know, are you nervous kind of walking into that realm?
Not at all, because, I mean, we may not be a death metal band, but the lyrics are death metal 100%. So, yeah, I don't know all the subgenres. I don't pretend to be an expert on that shit. I don't give a fuck. I either like it or I don't. So I don't care what it's called. You can call it whatever.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I grew up loving, you know, Deicide and Obituary and, you know, my first ever concert's Cannibal Corpse. So, I mean, I'm like right there with all that stuff with you, man.
Awesome.
Seen any good shows lately? You've been going out to Vegas, getting out and seeing, you know, seeing some bands.
Yeah. Everyone. let's see, what did we just see? Goat Horror, Lorna Shore, Cannibal Corpse. I went to see Deicide in Arizona. So I've been going to as many shows as I can. We saw Anthrax and we're getting ready to go to Mortician's coming. So we're nice. Getting ready to do, yeah.
You're going to get in the backstage and like, all right, Mortician, here's the plan.
I'm going to try not to fanboy too hard, you know, but I'll definitely be digging that show, man. I can't wait. I've been looking forward to it for a while.
Yeah, Deicide's doing the 30th anniversary of Legion, man. I it's not really coming anywhere near me, but I'm like, man, I gotta like go to Chicago or something and see it, man, because that album was just such a pinnacle of death metal back in the day.
Yeah, we just saw it. We drove to Mesa, Arizona, and saw them. They played that in its entirety, and then they played some stuff off of the rest of the records. You know, the hits, so to speak. Right. Fun night, man. Glenn was pissed too. Somebody kept jumping on stage. He goes, "The next motherfucker that jumps up here, I'm fucking knocking out. I'm punching in the face." Yeah,
and that's how you want a Deicide show to go. You want Glenn to be pissed off about something. You know, that's the charm of Deicide.
Totally, man. I love it. He's like, "Cram it up your ass. This one's called Serpents of the Light." You know, he tells the crowd to fuck off and shit. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I remember getting like Once Upon the Cross, you know, from whatever CD store and opening it up and you're like, oh my God, this is like such a cool cover because it's got the sheet and you open it up and it's, you know, Jesus on the cross dead. And yeah, it's just such a great, you know, artistic choice, I guess.
I remember working at a record store when that came out and I would sell so many copies of it just based off the cover. I'm like, you got to check this band out. And people would be like, Gary, what the fuck is that?
Was that back in like Evansville, like the what is that, the Eastland Mall or whatever?
Yeah, right across the street from Eastland Mall, Coconuts Music. Yeah,
there we go. See, yeah, good times, man. So I mean, you say you wanting to do shows. Are you at least getting the feelers out and seeing, you know, what the reception is to this?
Conversations have started. Obviously, we're so new and our numbers are pretty low, so we need to work on kind of establishing this band and getting our numbers up, and then, you know, we'll deal with the tour as soon as we can. My guess is that it won't be till next year. It's just too hard to cram something in the fourth quarter, but we plan on hitting it hard. You know, it's just if whether or not it lines up or not, so we'll see.
All right, and you've already said you're kind of your dream scenario there, man. Obviously, are you being a horror movie fan into the Halloween stuff coming up? You know, what are you looking forward to the most kind of coming out and doing in this holiday season?
Yeah, well, the new Halloween's coming out, which is supposed to be the last one. We'll see if it is. I'm excited to see it, but I'm a huge horror movie fan, of course, and I love all the classics, and I'm a huge B movie fan too. Like if Basket Case and movies that you go, God, that was fucking awful, but it ruled. You know, like I love the B movie shit. So it's my favorite time of year by far, and you know, maybe I'll see some stuff in a film that inspires some lyrics or a title that's, you know, inspires something. We'll see.
Yeah, I was actually just talking to my wife about this guy, James L. Edwards, and he has a movie called her name was Krista, and he basically falls in love with a sex worker. She dies, but he keeps her around and still loves her for too long, and you can see his point of view where he still sees her as alive, but then it actually cuts to her decomposing body and some of the stuff he's doing to it. And it might be one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my life.
That sounds like a romantic picture. Yeah.
Yeah. It's super sweet, man. You have to check it out, man. I think it's on Amazon Prime or something.
Right up my alley, it sounds like.
Well, Jeremy, are you going to see Kiss anytime soon? I know they're coming through. They're coming through here. I think next weekend I'll be seeing them at Louder Than Life. But are you going to check them out anymore on the end of the road tour that they've been on for 10 years?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely try. I know that they'll probably book another leg of the tour somewhere in America. And besides just those festival shows. So I'll definitely try to go see it at least one or two more times for sure.
Nice. Well, awesome, man. Well, I'll leave it there, man. The new album, Deader Than Dead, Semi-Rotted. And if you go to semirotted.com, you can get a nice little bundle package with t-shirt, CD, all that good stuff. And where can you send people to keep up with Semi-Rotted and all things Jeremy Spencer?
Just go to semirotted.com because there's links there that'll take you everywhere to our socials and stuff. So semirotted.com is your best bet.
Nice. All right, man. Well, thanks for taking some time here. Talk to Me Podcast, knotfest.com.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
The Talk to Me Podcast, presented by knotfest.com. Follow the show at Talk to Me Talk. Be sure to subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave a review on your favorite podcast app to get the latest from the Talk to Me Podcast.